Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station, in the middle of a session right now of Let's Talk Dating with Brock Olson. We have Brock in studio. And Brock, we're dealing with someone who says her husband has some trust issues. She's kind of feeling suffocated. Her mental health is kind of wearing on her at this point.
Sure. So just before we went to the music break, Gino and I were just saying, like, well, if this is something that just recently happened and it wasn't something that was occurring before the marriage, I was saying that marriage is one of those dynamics where there shouldn't be any trust issues. That's the person that is your ride or die. Like, you made a vow for closeness, for clarity. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most beautiful things about marriage, is that's what that person is supposed to share with you. And when you don't have that, where maybe you don't feel like you can trust your partner, or you're experiencing that your partner isn't really trusting you, it's really, really devastating. And, you know, no one wants to be in a relationship where you're not trusted, where trust is absent. So without having him writing in, without having him right here for me to ask him, so what's going on, man? What? Why aren't you trusting your wife? It's anonymous. It's your job to do it yourself. You're going to have some really open communication. Whenever these types of scenarios happen, whenever you're around members of the opposite sex, whether it's his friends, whether it's your coworkers, you need to be asking questions like, what is it about me being around other men that makes you uncomfortable? What is your biggest fear? Where is that coming from? What does that look like? How long have you felt like this? Only during those types of dialogues are you going to be able to go down the rabbit holes of his insecurities. Now, I know it's not your job to heal your partner. They are supposed to be able to dissect their issues and seek that healing process, maybe with a mental health professional. But you're going to have to manage this yourself at the moment. You're going to have to find out what it is that is triggering him. Maybe it's the way that you're being positive. Sometimes seeing our partner just be their most beautiful self, being happy, being positive, maybe it looks a little too flirty to him. Ask him what is it that's making him really uncomfortable. And you need to come to this whole situation with a mind like full of empathy. Like, try not to be harsh or critical or judgmental. Try not to dismiss his feelings by saying things like, oh, you're just overreacting. Oh, you're being silly, or you're being crazy. And this goes for men and women. Yeah. This isn't just, I'm not coming from just one side. Try not to dismiss the way that your partner is feeling, because their feelings are valid. So you need to validate the way that he's feeling in this situation. And here's the hardest part. You need to be willing to listen to what he has to say. These are going to be some questions to which the answers might make you really uncomfortable. And you're going to have to do your best to exercise your emotional IQ at this time. Let him actually get out everything that he has to say. And if he denies, I don't really have an issue, you need to continue probing. Create a safe space for him to be able to communicate, because if this is something that's actually happening, it's not just, you know, you're making it up saying that he's actually getting jealous. If it's a real thing, if he's really accusing you of maybe behaving incorrectly, ask him, how would it make him feel more respected? And I do use that word very intentionally. The number one thing that men want in a relationship is respect. We need to feel respect in order to feel loved. And if we don't feel like our partner is respecting us, we can't feel loved. So do your very best to answer or to ask questions, probing questions, have deep communication, show a lot of empathy, and be willing to listen to what it is that he has to say and validate his answers.
Well, thank you, Brock, for the advice. Thank you, Anonymous, for writing in. Now it's your turn. You can send in your email. That's Gino, G-I-N-O, at WDODradio.com. We answer it on the air here. You can also check out BrockOlson.com for all the details on everything that Brock offers. So check out BrockOlson.com. Brock, thanks for the advice. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Gino. Thank you.